The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Are Patriot fan in the hole? Because I got no emails. I haven't checked Facebook. And they just sucking their thumbs.
Yeah.
Well,
they're taking the day off.
They are. I noticed that. I would too. By the way, this pains me, too. I'm a Steeler fan, and my town is half Steeler fan, half Eagle fan. I don't like the Eagles. But yesterday, I was jumping up and down, high-fiving Ryder like it was the Steelers have won the damn Super Bowl. That's how much hate I had for that organization, the Patriots.
They've worked hard to earn that.
They have. They really have. Because I never hated a lot of those other dynasties. I didn't. I just didn't root it against them, but I didn't hate them.
Didn't affect your team as directly.
That could be it. All right, this is Fly Like an Eagle. You get it. Yeah. Jesus, I'm tired of it.
Whose idea
nice
was
try.
That?
Nice try.
Whose idea was that?
I couldn't find an Eagles song.
Just give me some life in the fast lane.
Yeah, or Place of Eagles.
I could have done that. That was, oh man, I'm an idiot.
Rest of the show, you got the rest of the show to make.
No, but this is sports.
Try again. It's fine.
Wait, and since it is sports, let's bring in somebody who can break this down, Coach Dick Harp.
Oh, excellent. Oh.
Hey, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hi, Coach.
Good to hear from you.
What'd you think of that Super Bowl there, Dick?
I stand behind that boy that played that Fly Like an Eagle song.
All right.
I thought it was quite appropriate, fitting.
Yeah, it would have been if I had the hook ready
to go. Is there an instance... Is there an act that someone would do where you would not stand behind your boy?
Well, if he was one of my boys, of course I'd stand behind him.
Okay.
I'm a coach. That's the definition of coaching. There's some things that you boys have done that I don't necessarily approve of, but I still stand behind you boys because you're my boys.
All right. I don't necessarily approve of. I love that line.
I stand behind those boys from the New England Patriots.
Yep.
I even stood behind those boys when they unfairly cheated against the St. Louis Rams, but I still stand behind those boys.
Well, that came out of nowhere. That was random. Random St. Louis reference there.
So what you're saying?
Under that one for a few years, Coach.
Coach, you still like? Did you do back the L.A. Rams now?
I don't so much care for that move, but I suppose I still have to stand behind those boys. They are no longer my boys.
No longer your boys.
I enjoyed the halftime program, this fellow Timberlake.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just me, but it seems like he didn't finish any of his songs. He only played extra.
I noticed that, too. It wasn't you. He didn't finish any of his songs.
No, he didn't, because that's what a medley is all about.
I tell all my boys, you finish what you start.
But that would have taken forever, and we wouldn't want that.
Well, then maybe he's just sing one song, start to beginning to end. That's how I would do it.
Yeah.
I don't care for this half-assed effort between 17 songs, only an excerpt here or there. Yeah. I don't care for it.
Yeah, the old-timers wouldn't have done that, would they? They'd sing the whole song, right?
No, you start a song, and then you end the song. And you end it well, and you end it with reverence.
Did you stand up? Did you like Pink's performance of the National Anthem?
I stood behind that girl.
You'd stand behind that,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Stand for that for a while.
I don't understand what you boys are saying.
Coach, what would you do? You got two great quarterbacks. One could have been a regular season MVP, and one now the Super Bowl MVP. Two different guys, though, Coach. How do you handle that?
You put them in the ring and you let them fight it out.
I think Philadelphia would like that. Coach Dick Harp on the phone with us, by the way. All right. Dick, we appreciate you calling and checking in, and thanks for standing.
It's always good to talk to you, boys.
All right, man. We love you.
Get a haircut.
Get a haircut. Coach Dick Harp checking in.
That was great.
I follow Greg Warren. We follow Greg Warren on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, but I think Twitter, he does it a lot, but whatever city he's in, he just posts a random picture of where he's at, and it's always he finds the crappiest part of the town.
Oh yeah, in front of some rundown diner.
And he just says, oh, "Hey, I'm in Peoria this weekend. Come see me." Or I'm in even bigger cities. He'll say major cities. He'll say, but he finds the worst part of town, and he just stands in front of some broken down billboard and says, "Hey, I'm here to see come see me this weekend." It's hilarious. All right.
Not smiling, looking just almost pissed.
I know they're great photos. Old Dick Harp checking in. The coach.
No, I never played the game, but my old high school football coach was at Mom's memorial service.
Oh, wow.
The guy's like 90 now.
Why was he there?
Because he lives in Phoenix now.
And he knew your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. And, everybody loved Mom.
Yep.
Yay, sports!
Sorry, they're ready to go for a Boston there, a Dustin guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't even know that the Patriots lost.
No, he didn't. And he's
still having a great day.
Belly of the beast.
It was a great game. Me and Ty were just talking. I mean, for all the yards, it's a record for yards in the Super Bowl by both teams by the end of the third quarter. They had broke that record.
Right.
But, still didn't feel like an awful defensive game or anything. I mean, there were
defensive
plays.
It didn't feel that way. You're
only
right.
One punt between the two teams. Very
down,
few penalties.
They shut down Gronk in the first half, too. That was a big deal.
They really did, man.
They did, man.
They really did.
And then he put a couple more Tide Pods in him, and he got open.
Yeah, I mean, they started using him a little more in the second half. That Hail Mary at the end, too, I mean – 9 times out of 10, I think that jump ball, Gronk's by, he's big enough to rise up above that, but not in that case. No. Imagine if he'd come down with that football?
No, I don't. Yeah. That would have been a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
A nightmare. Because I thought the Eagles were going to throw the ball on third down and get the first down and try to end it. Just they'd thrown it the whole time. And I think it probably was better to get the field goal. At least you're not going to lose the game.
Right.
But over time, they lose that game. They do. If that happens.
Did you think they were?
But I still think you go for the first down. Because they had balls the whole game.
They did. They were aggressive, man.
But I can't argue they won the damn game. What?
They were going to overturn that touchdown?
It wasn't. No.
That's not a catch?
Well, I found a picture of Jesse James. First of all, which one are you talking about? The one? Because he becomes a runner. Push had a great point. These guys became so stupid. And I don't hate Michaels and Collinsworth. I think they both – I was checking out Twitter. Both sets of fans were hating on these guys. But he was running. He turns into
he stupid,
the rules got to change.
Collinsworth wanted to make it sound like those two touchdowns were just controversial.
And they weren't. They were both touchdowns.
I thought they were both pretty clear cut.
Yeah, I thought so too, especially the second one.
Especially the second one.
The first one.
I thought so too, but I thought,
I thought they might overturn the first one. But he catches the ball. I think they looked into it and said, he has this ball. Let's go with the first one in the end zone.
The first one, I don't even know if he had one foot down. I could not believe they called that a touchdown.
You know, both feet are down.
When he had control.
He has it, but then he goes to move it.
But it moved, and then, you see, there's one angle it looked like he maybe never really actually had the football.
But you know what, though? Those guys were trying to do that, but we all watched it like we should watch it. He caught it.
The consensus in the house was that should not have been a touchdown.
No, I thought it was a catch.
I thought he had one foot down when he caught it, took another step, and then the third foot was
that's maybe up in the air for some people, but the other one, no. He became a runner. Yeah. He scored.
The other one, he caught the ball at the 6-yard line.
And he
so
runs.
For them to look at that one for that long blew my mind.
Me
to be
too.
He was not going to the ground to make the catch. He made the catch and then ran
and dove
into the end zone.
I thought about what you said there. I thought
the ball didn't hit the ground until after it broke the plane.
Yeah, it broke the plane, plays over.
And he becomes a runner. runner, which they got to get rid of. A passer.
This whole thing, had he completed the catch, was what they kept looking at.
But he ran. He was a runner.
I know. He caught it at the six.
Obviously, he had completed the catch.
But even then, even those guys were saying he was a runner. And then when they said it was a touchdown, that's where Michaels and Collins were pissed me off then. They kept going at it. I said, no, they just told you what you guys said it was. He was a runner.
Yeah, I really thought that one especially was pretty clear cut. Like me sitting at home, just a fan going, no, he's a runner. He caught the ball, he took two steps, he's in the end zone. It's a touchdown.
I still thought there was a chance that New York was going to say.
At that point, I thought maybe, because I thought they'd give him a break from the other one, and that then people would have went crazy. Because actually, the second one was, well, I thought was cut and dry. The first one, I could see the argument in the first one.
The first one, unsure about. And go figure, of all the things, the game was great, the players were great, everybody showed up, and the only thing that we can, really say, well, that was all, was the catch rule. They just can't figure out,
didn't
man.
Didn't I say last week, though? I said, I want that to haunt them, Patriots fans. It happened.
Usually they get those breaks.
It happened.
When did the first one happen? Because I must have been in the airplane.
Second quarter?
Early? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was late third quarter by the time I got
home. I went right away and found that the Steeler, Jesse James, taking the ball over the end zone. And I saved the photo and put it right out there on Twitter. I said, Patriot fans, shut up.
Yeah.
And people loved it.
I mean, there was a difference between the two. He was going to the ground to make the catch. Ertz
little
made
different.
The catch.
Either
and
way,
ran.
Either way, shut up.
I mean, it was more like the Dez Bryant one than the Jesse James one. Really,
they're all catches though,
and
they're
I agree.
All catches.
Those were
and they
all
will be all catches,
catches
again this year.
Yeah.
Dez didn't catch it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That
not
was
a catch.
That's what started it, the Dez Bryant thing. They're all catches.
Not a catch.
They're all catches.
Yeah. No, and I think
that's why we're arguing. That's why they're changing it, because they're all catches. They're,
right. Yeah. You shouldn't you shouldn't discern between if it's a running back.
No, that they got to get rid of that.
No, it's not position. It's what you're doing.
Sure.
At the point.
But they still got to get rid of that.
Right, breaks the plane
right.
off the goal line while the player is in possession of the ball. Touchdown.
That's it.
Yeah,
no matter who has
it's
it.
It's that
right.
process of the catch
doesn't
thing.
Doesn't matter, though.
Well, it does by the letter of the law, though, is the only thing.
No, they're going to change that, though. They're going to change
they
that.
They should.
That's going to open up a different Pandora's box, because was it actually a catch? You know, or did the guy have the ball before he broke the plane?
Well, though? No, Todd's saying if you have the ball in two hands and it breaks the plane,
right.
and then you fall and you drop it, it's still a touchdown.
Right.
Just like a guy dives across the line with a running back, holds it out, and gets the ball knocked out, that's still a touchdown.
It's still fine.
That right. counts as a touchdown in that instance. There's no arguing in that instance.
I guarantee they're going to get rid of
that. The process of the catch.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm glad that some Patriot fan is pissed off this morning because
about
wham,
that call.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's hanging there. Yeah,
since they got all the calls all the time.
Yeah, really, really clean game though. Really, I mean, those are the only times it slowed down were those two.
I thought it was reffed really well, because I didn't think there's any weird holding penalties that gave the Patriots any extra stuff or.
And really, both defenses played well. I know all those yards happened, but I mean, they were great plays on defense. So they'll be giving out Bud Light at the parade,
and it was a clean hit too. When the guy gets knocked out of the game, that's a hit.
Absolutely,
yeah. I tweeted that out. Patriot fan we know was all pissed at me,
and that hurt them a little bit.
Right.
Yep. And Kent,
Craig made a face.
You okay?
He's not listening to us. Okay. He does. Yeah. He does.
His mouth is agape.
Yep.
Kind of an oddity, but the NFC East is the first.
No, monster gapes a lot.
Oh, it is. It's especially agape right now
with noises.
I saw this. The NFC East. Everyone's got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, everybody in the NFC East has won a Super Bowl now.
Is that
the
only one?
First division in the NFL, to do that. And Philly fan, this is funny. You know, Duracell tweeted out. Actually, Duracell tweeted out, batteries hold a sacred place in the history of Philly fans. Congratulations. Fly, Duracell,
oh, really?
Fly.
Oh, that's funny.
Because they've been battery chuckers for years.
Yeah, they have.
And you might not have seen Philly fan Kevin Hart after the game. He was trying to get up on the post-game podium where they're giving out a trophy.
I love they shut him down.
They're like, nah, little guy.
Yeah.
But then he showed up on the NFL network.
And swore, right?
Yeah, he dropped an F-bomb and then just said, I'm drunk, and dropped the mic and ran off.
Good. And the NFL network's cable, so you can say that. Yeah, the F-bomb's no big deal on the NFL network. You're allowed to say it, at least.
Yeah, there should be no ramifications to that.
Apparently, Puss said he put a video out apologizing all drunk this morning.
Yeah, this morning he put an Instagram video up of him looking pretty hungover, going, I was really hammered, my bad.
Originally, I wanted to hate him for trying to get on the podium, because you're not on the team. Doesn't matter how famous you are, you're not on the team.
Yeah,
get out of here.
We've all been jackasses when we're drunk.
That's it.
And he's basically saying, I was drunk and I was a jackass,
so
sorry.
I'll give him credit for being drunk.
Philly fan.
Yeah.
So Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles will go to Disney World. The question will be, then what?
The Browns.
Then to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'll remind Chiefs fans that you made him think of retiring after his run with you.
Right.
It's the Chiefs.
But he did not.
Damn, it's the Chiefs.
Yeah, man.
It is. He never missed a chance to take a shot.
Alex Smith could win the Super Bowl with the Redskins.
Yeah, there's another one.
Easily.
Petey Mack will walk 10 miles just to take a shot at the Chiefs.
Just take the obvious low-hanging fruit, man. It's all right there. And Foles' contract, I looked into it. It's tricky. Basically, he's going to be with them this year unless they trade him. Like, it's just the way the contract works out. The contract length is longer, but
listen,
in theory,
I know
he was only going to be there one more year.
I know you do what you got to do, but if you're Nick Foles, I'm not sitting on the bench. I'm demanding a starting job somewhere. Get rid of me.
Well, and Wentz may not be ready for the beginning of the season.
The
timeline with that injury does not
then
indicate that. Yeah, and that's the thing. And so Foles has won the Super Bowl, and now he's started the regular season.
Say
they go 2-0, 3-0, and Wentz is ready. What happens?
Or say he's 3-1, has a couple bad series, they start yelling for Wentz because that's an Eagle fan, and then he loses his job again. I'm thinking he won another whole team.
I think at the latest next year's trade deadline, he's gone.
Yeah, but he's not worth anything then. He's worth it now.
Yeah, now's
and get paid now.
Now they get the leverage and value out
right
of it. The Browns, you know, they have a first and a fourth round pick, and they need a franchise quarterback. You know, they've got the weight. You know, they've got the bargaining chips.
Can he say no to that? No, he can't. It's a trade.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
You know, TMZ caught Terrell Davis going to the airport.
Cute kid and cute wife too, man.
Terrell Davis?
No.
Oh,
I don't know. His wife might be cute too. I'm sure she's hot. No, Nick Foles' kid with the little headphones on was cute.
Oh, yeah.
Better than watching Brady up there
kissing
the old man, which would have been what we would have to see.
Brady was surprisingly good in the postgame press conference, too. Yeah, I watched
it.
I figured he would be like a total condescending jerk, you know.
Because he generally is.
You see how he's dressed on the way into the game? I retweeted that photo out. Somebody said it looked like a single mom who just won custody of her kids.
I saw that.
I saw another good tweet that said he looked like the European villain, the overconfident European villain who dies in the last 20 minutes of an action movie.
That's a good one, too.
In every Bond flick.
I love that one, too.
Yeah.
Terrell Davis, it's just an opinion of one guy, but, you know, how about Nick Foles of the Broncos? He goes, nah, they don't want him. He's only had one good game.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, he had two good games.
I thought too.
Yeah.
Now, Gronk, kind of interesting afterwards, Gronk did look confused many times, so clearly he was not concussed. He was fine.
He looked normal to me, but I love when he has his helmet off on the sideline and just looks straight ahead. It's like,
Coach, we ready? We ready? Me up?
I was texting back and forth with a buddy of mine last night. We decided he's a modern-day Mongo.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
Yeah, he is.
So in post-game afterwards, you know, somebody out of left field is like, hey, Gronk, heard something, you're thinking about retiring. And Gronk's face is like, oh, I don't know how you heard that.
Did I
say that? How you hear that? He goes, how you hear that? How you hear that?
And
you could hear
that
him
was like, only voice in head.
You could hear him go like, and then he's like, look, I'm just going to take some time and figure out what I'm doing. So we don't know if this is contract leverage or what. He's good through 2020 as far as his deal's concerned.
He wants paid.
But he's only
more.
Making $8 million this coming year. And that, I mean, for what he means to that offense.
Yeah.
Of course, same time, they won last year without him, and they did not win this year with him. But Gronk's face, if you see, it's just a great clip. Somebody asked that, and you can see his brain just go, how do you know that?
He's probably thinking, did I just say that out loud and forgot?
Were you at the party last night? I was telling this chick I was going to retire, man. Oh, man. And the Patriot way, you know, like Malcolm Butler, he was a Super Bowl hero years ago. He had the interception, and Brady gave him the truck or the car or whatever it was, and he started 17 of their 18 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then barely played. He was like a special teams guy. Nobody really knows yet whether he missed a meeting or said something wrong to somebody or what it is, but he didn't play. And, you know, whether that affected the outcome or not, we don't really know.
Is that why he was crying?
Probably.
They were singing America the Beautiful, he was crying.
I thought they said at some point during the game that the Patriots had said it wasn't disciplinary.
The Patriots said, Belichick said, we were playing the players who give the Patriots the best chance.
What did Belichick say? I didn't watch any post-game crap.
He wasn't bad either, actually. I was expecting him to be pretty condescending and mumbly, you know, as he always is.
Is he coming back?
In the moment.
Rumors is he's retiring.
I think he's got a better chance of sustaining excellence without Tom Brady than Brady does to do so without Bill Belichick.
I think so, too.
I think you're right. Brady should quit, though. His wife wants him to quit.
Yeah. Well, and now, I mean, it's fun. The Patriots have joined the top of this fun club they get to be in. That they're rarely mentioned in, but most Super Bowl losses all time. They've lost three of their last five Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where when you can bend a stat.
They got their ass waxed in the 80s by the Bears, too, before everybody was around.
Back with Steve Grogan.
Right. Yeah.
Have the Broncos lost five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cowboys, three with Elway, and then one with Manning.
But yeah, the Vikings and the Bills are the only ones that have gone 0-4.
0-4, yeah. Correct. Because the Broncos have won 3, thankfully. Here's just some of the Super Bowl records, because I probably wouldn't use this tomorrow, but it's a long – I mean, outside the career games and career numbers, which Brady now owns all of in the Super Bowl, most points in a game by a losing team, most total yards by a team, most total yards by both teams, most passing yards by both teams, fewest punts. It was a –
Well, there wasn't many punts. You're right.
There was one punt.
Yeah,
there was one punt.
Yeah.
Just a one turnover?
Well, there was a turn. The Patriots had a turnover on downs.
Yeah.
Once.
Okay. But just the one. Yeah.
Just the one interception.
Right. Yeah, and that sack. That strip,
and earlier, that Eagle.
On Brady.
That Eagle should have caught that one at the end there.
That was like the most amazing thing. Like, okay, so Brady gets the ball with 2:04 or something like that left.
They're going to tie it up.
It's like set up, and you're just thinking like, and before you could even get your head around what history was about to happen, the Eagles had the ball, and they're jogging off the field.
That was the best.
Whoa!
Yeah, because
even then, I knew they had to get the first down.
They still have another chance.
It's like the second play of the drive, yeah.
Yeah, it appeared to me that this is going to be one of those games where whoever has the ball last is going to win.
Well, not true.
The Patriots had the ball last
and lost.
Then that happened.
Almost.
Well, Petey's right. It looked like it was the script of Patriots games.
It wasn't. They lost. They're done. Thank you, Eagles.
And congratulations if you got in any squares games and you won the halftime 2-2 square.
Nobody wants 2-2.
No, you never knew. And here, check this out.
They say it's the worst one.
Some guys at the big lead actually went through Pro Football Reference, and they went back every game they could find a quarter-by-quarter box score for. Regular season, playoffs, like every game from the NFL, they had some...
Quarter-by-quarter.
Some poor nerd look at the end of the score.
How many 2-2s?
It's like my crack staff. One. They found one. It was a regular season game in 2006. There was a 12-12 score at halftime. There had been no 2-2, 12-2, 22-2, 32-2, 32-12, 2-2, nothing at halftime. And by quarter, they couldn't find any twos either. Two is like the worst square thing ever, and people cast it at halftime. They're probably like, yeah, man, I knew it.
I got 2-2. This sucks. Especially somebody got 2-2 in one of those really expensive squares, too. You know, $5,000-$10,000 a square.
2-2.
Some weird kind of people like that.
2-2.
Are you kidding me?
I got 2 and 2? Yeah, one time since 1940. That's as far back as they could go.
That is a nerd thing. Who the hell had to look that up?
Oh, my God.
It's
got to
be a computer for that.
Who had a great day.
It's got to be an algorithm for that, computer-wise. Ain't some guy with papers. Okay, give me 1945.
Hey, there's some dude sitting there like, all right, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nope, that one's out.
Give me 1945. You got to call the guy and find out the score that game.
5, 6, 7. Nope. All right, next.
So we'll take that call if you had that yesterday.
2-2, yeah.
2-2.
Yeah.
And I thought Timberlake was pretty good at halftime, besides not being able to hear him.
Yeah, the audio was bad.
Yeah, I had to turn the stereo.
Yeah, the audio was real bad.
But you like him in the first place, don't you?
I do.
They're calling it vanilla, though. I read they're calling it vanilla.
It was pretty vanilla.
Well, he's afraid of ripping off his boob.
Plus, he got a new album out, so he didn't want to get bad at it.
Right. Well,
I thought sure that...
kind of had to go with the vanilla route, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, because he's a bad guy for... No, it was her fault. There was a whole big article about who took most of the blame. It was her, not him. For that, which he was involved.
It was her boob.
I know, but he was involved. He ripped it open, and it was Velcro, and she had a star on her nipple. They were both involved.
They were both complicit.
It was planned. Right, exactly.
Did you see the kid that he was trying to get us up?
Yeah.
Somebody said, was watching the game with, what is that kid Googling who's standing next to him right now? Does he not know what's going on?
Who's the old guy with a shaved head?
Why is this guy taking pictures
of
me?
This is weird. Where's Fetty Wap?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.